Every so often you also find and discover somebody who's really quite clever. We had Sean, who was fantastic last year and the year before. And Sean was doing some BBC plays this year, so we didn't have him on the panto. But Jane Joseph recommended somebody she'd seen work and sort of just couldn't believe how good he was. And rightly so, after we saw him at rehearsal, we went, wow, is he going to fit into the cast well? The press have been incredibly generous to him, and rightly so, because he's got a great gift. He doesn't look like a wishy-washy. He doesn't look like buttons. He's a big lad. Let's say hello to Ben Ingle. Hi, Ben.
Hi, mate. How's it going?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm sound.
So you must be a little bit overwhelmed at what's happened.
I cannot believe it. I've been just so lucky to be part of it. Just loving every show.
Tell me who you are, because I know you're living in the Isle of Man right now with the good lady over there.
Yes.
Who are you? Are you a local lad or?
I'm from St. Helens. I knew Jane because I used to be in the Theatre Royal Youth Drama Group when I was younger. So I've been into drama for a long time. But recently I've started going into teaching. So at the minute I'm a teacher on the Isle of Man.
Somebody has to teach on the
Isle of Man. Somebody has to teach over there, do you know what I mean? But when I got given this opportunity, when I got asked to be part of it, I just couldn't say no.
So. How did you feel when Jane said, we're considering using you with one of the major companies in the world for panto at the Liverpool Empire? What were your initial thoughts?
Well, I mean, you know, just a sort of nice lad from St. Helens. I didn't really expect to be thrown into, because obviously the Liverpool Empire is a huge theatre. Very, very overwhelmed every time I go out. But the audiences and the people from Liverpool are just fantastic. So, and the cast as well.
How many pantos have you done before?
This is my first. Well, I was in one when I was 15.
So it's your first proper pantomime.
This is my first pantomime, yeah.
So you realise what I said now. You can imagine if you had an unhappy cast or somebody who was a prima donna, it wouldn't be the same. It really wouldn't be the same. You don't look like a wishy-washy. You don't look like a buttons because you're a big lad. How tall are you?
6'5".
6'5"?
Yeah, I'm hard.
6'5". But incredibly agile for 6'5".
Oh, very agile.
You fall down. You really...
throw myself around on that stage.
You're just a bit. And the thing that scares me most is when you throw yourself and nearly go in the pit every night.
Yeah.
And every night I hold my breath, as does the MD, Andrew, who is in front, who would get the whole lot of you on top of him and the organ if you happened to go there. Can you explain what you felt when the press were saying, and wow, a star is born?
I still can't believe it now. Like, because the cast is so amazing. But I've got such a brilliant part, as you know, because you played wishy-washy in it, you know, so many times, and I'm grateful to have you on the cast as well.
You've made it your own, because everybody has their own style of playing. Sean Mason last year played a different character. He played wishy-washy once before, but a different way to you. Totally different.
Yeah.
And that's what's lovely. And let's face it, you and the Dame are pivotal to the panto, because if the kids don't relate to you, we're all knackered, you know, because it really is a community of a show that builds that over. So you really are important. Now, you were nervous the first time, weren't you, at the dress rehearsal?
I was, shaking in my boots. It was the first time I went out and I was going to start saying my opening line. First time I put on the costume, and I just couldn't get the words out, because when you look out into the Empire for the first time, it's just a huge black void, isn't it? And, you know, never done that theatre before, but now I don't want to leave. I don't want it to end. Yeah,
it's going to be weird ending, because you've tasted show business at the very top.
Yeah,
you couldn't get any bigger.
No,
as a theatre, it's the most magnificent theatre. £10 million, revamping it so we can have every West End show in, like Lion King and like Miss Saigon. So I mean, it is amazing, and you've been incredibly received by the audience.
Yeah.
Have you been to the very back of the theatre yet, upstairs?
I have. We went to watch a show, didn't we? We went to watch Michael Jackson's something, or I think it was Thriller Live.
Yeah.
And we were right at the back.
Right at the back.
This was before
I
even knew about the panto, so I was looking at it thinking, wow, this would be amazing to be on one day.
Because at the very back, yeah. It really is quite scary.
It's ridiculous.
You need oxygen.
Yeah.
Definitely. By the way, stopping the interview a second, I believe it's their anniversary. Tell us about it.
Yes, my mum and dad are here. They've been together for 14 years, married today. So, yeah, just want to say happy anniversary to...
And what's their names?
Mickey Engelen and Sue Engelen.
Well,
yeah.
No problem.
So it's pronounced Engelen.
Engelen, yeah.
Engelen.
Yeah.
So Graham is not saying it right on the...
No, it's...
No, I won't let him go because he's always picking on me, so I'm thrilled. So that's going in the notes tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have notes.
That's going in the show report.
It's going in the show report. We have show reports every... I can guarantee twice a day I'm in it. Guaranteed twice a day. Is it going to be weird? And are you going to get a little depressed going back to your job?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do, really. I love teaching. I love being around just young people. I've got, like, a very good sort of thing going at the school that I'm at. Really, really enjoy it. But this has been the best opportunity and the best time that I've probably ever had. So, you know, leaving it is going to be very, very hard.
It's also going to be interesting because you've learnt a lot, which will help you with your teaching.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can now say to kids whatever you want to say, but you've done it.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You've done it. The only time I'm jealous of you, I'm not jealous of you throwing yourself about. I'm fine with that. I am very, very... In fact, I can't watch, and I don't watch, is you singing Wriggly Worm.
Yeah.
Because that was my favourite song sheet of all time, and I loved it. And they couldn't get me off. They used to have a hook. I couldn't. Because working with kids, every performance you do with those children is different. Mm-hmm. There's never two the same, is there?
Yeah, it's my favourite part of the show, getting the kids up at the end.
You learnt a lot from that?
Well, I've never done it before, have I? So the first time I did it, I was so nervous and I could see the kids' faces and, you know, as soon as the first one started talking and telling me the name, I was just flying. Yeah.
It's weird because every show is different.
It is.
Every single show is different. Yeah. Have you had a crier yet?
I haven't. I had one that wanted to sit back down because she got really scared of the audience and she didn't want to sing Wiggly Woo. So, but I've not had a cry.
You haven't had a cry yet? No. Oh, make sure you get one of them.
I've got a very nice face.
No way you're getting home. Oh, no way. I'll make one cry. I'll be at the side of the wings going, cry a little, cry. Where have you got the part from? Where have you right, you get the script. You are a drama student. You've learned, you teach drama. Mm-hmm. Where have you got the part from? Where have you found this?
You mean the character?
Yeah, how have you played it?
Do you know, I've got a lot of people around me in the cast and being in different schools around Merseyside because I used to do some teaching assistant around different schools. So I've always been around sort of young scouse lads. So I know how to pick up the accent and I know how to pick up some mannerisms and, you know, I'm a big kid at heart anyway as well, so...
Going through the panto, we've done a lot of shows. Do you feel that the part has changed for you? Have you found a new wishy-washy from when you started?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a wishy-washy at the start, did I? When I first picked up the script, I was sort of like, when I was looking around and I saw, you know, Ray and Claire and you and Leanne and, you know, all of the cast is so, like, so amazing. And I was just sort of sat there like, I've got to get my head on and get into this. And now I feel like, because the cast have been so welcoming and so lovely, and now I feel proper at home.
The other thing is that Roy, who plays your mother,
Roy.
An old dame. He's a great actor in his own right.
He's very good, yeah.
And did the most amazing Laurel and Hardy show at the Royal Court you've ever seen in your life. Him and Mickey Stark was just breathtaking. Why that didn't go to London, I'll never know. But you learn a lot from him because what's good about him is we've done Ugly Sister together many times. He's generous to work with. Yeah. He's not trying to upstage you. And that's the great thing about the panto. There's nobody in this panto trying to upstage you.
Yeah.
That's the secret of panto. People have got to come away going, that panto is fantastic. Not he was that and they were garbage. Mm-hmm. It's all about that. And to work with generous performers, you couldn't pay for this lesson you've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really good. What's been the funny sides of it, apart from the balloons?
Oh, God, the balloons. Just, you know, working with Roy, working with Adam as well, who plays PC Pong, is a very good actor. He's a very good lad as well. backstage. Just, you know, everybody, just getting to know people. And I thought I was going to be really sort of out of my depth, and I was really intimidated. But just getting to know everybody is just so lovely. And, you know, the kids as well, the dancers are brilliant.
What makes a good drama teacher?
Just somebody that is themselves. You know, you can't sort of act as though you know it all. It's not about you when you're a drama teacher. It's about them and what they can do. You can't sort of show them how to do it. You've got to see what they can do.
Was it a big cultural shock going to the Isle of Man from here?
Massive cultural shock, yeah. It's completely different, isn't it? It's, it's lovely. Very, very scenic place. Very, very friendly people. But, you know, I do miss Liverpool and St. Helens and all my friends and family back home, yeah.
Well, the show's going to finish on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I never say goodbye. Mm. I just go out the theatre. I cannot bear to say goodbye, especially when it's happy.
Yeah.
You get terrible depression at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, thank goodness. When are you back at work?
On the 6th.
Right.
So I get back on the 5th. Yeah. And go straight back.
Well, that's
the
best thing to throw yourself, because you can talk about it.
Yeah.
It's going to help you with your teaching enormously.
Yeah.
Do you worry that where'd you go from here? Do you feel
I would love
flat about
to
it?
Carry on and do something else. You know, I've never really sort of tried to throw myself into the drama side of things. I've just always sort of tried to let it happen, because you never know in this sort of, you know, showbiz and stuff. You never know. But
so you've been sensible. You've got a job.
Yeah.
And which my mum always taught me.
Yeah.
Get a career and then go into show business.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did. And that's the most sensible thing, because you have to be multitasked in this business. You've got to.
Yeah, definitely. But I'd love to do it again. I'd love to be in more shows, you know, because drama's where my heart's at, so, yeah.
So what advice would you give for anybody listening now that would love to... How old are you?
23.
So what advice would you... By the way, you look about 18. So just for the record.
About a shave.
Right. Oh, you shave?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to anybody young that's listening now that would love to get into drama? You're a teacher.
Yeah.
What advice?
Just say yes. Never say no to anything. Always say yes. Be yourself. Be confident. Be happy. Just... put a smile on and go and do it. There's
and
not
to,
much else.
To finish off, would you like to thank the people of Liverpool for their support? Because they've really made an amazing Christmas for you that you'll never forget.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who has come to see the Panto and everyone who's going to see the Panto for making this the best year of my life. Yeah, thank you very much. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, and hope everyone has a Happy New Year.
And there's a couple of seats left in a couple of the performances. Not many, because we've done the most ridiculous houses.
Yeah.
So you've still got time to come and see him. He is zany. He is crazy. He is lovable. He is funny. He falls all over the place. How he hasn't got bruises or broken legs, I'll never know. And his name is Ben. And pronounce it right.
Engelin.
Graham, I really hope you're listening to that. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.